It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. When a soldier returns from war with a serious injury, their spouse often becomes the caregiver and sometimes the breadwinner. And that may mean getting a college degree first. Colorado Technical University, whose main campus is in Colorado Springs, gives 25 full scholarships a year to spouses of disabled soldiers. According to the university, the idea came from the staff at Walter Reed Military Medical Center in Washington, D.C. That's where many service members go for treatment, often with spouses by their sides. Brooke Klein, who lives in Colorado Springs, got one of the scholarships. Brooke, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What made you decide to go to school? Tell me about the circumstances in your family.
Well, back in 2006, my husband was injured while serving in Afghanistan, and you know, it was a real possibility that he would be retired. And at that time, neither one of us had been to school, and we had three very young children. So I just made the decision that it needed to be me so that I could provide for the family if he ended up being retired.
May I ask just about maybe a few details around what happened to your husband, the nature of his injuries?
Sure. He was actually injured on September 11th, 2006, while serving in Afghanistan. He was in a truck, and it came under fire. And as he was waiting to exit the vehicle to return fire, an RPG was fired at the vehicle, and it severed his left hand and left a lot of damage on his body.
RPG is a rocket-propelled grenade, and how did your husband's injury affect his daily life and then really yours as a result?
Oh, his life changed in so many ways. With losing his left hand, you know, he immediately had to relearn how to do everything, you know, from getting dressed, eating, you know, you can't cut your own meat, you can't, you know, get the toothpaste on the toothbrush. Yeah, it was definitely a new challenge, you know, in our marriage and just in our personal relationship because the dynamic of our relationship changed so much. He went from being, you know, the strong soldier provider for our family, very hands-on, you know, around the house and with the kids, to being a patient and needing help for everything from tying his shoes to using the bathroom to, you know, fixing his food. It definitely was a strain on our relationship in the beginning to kind of re-navigate the dynamics.
How soon after learning of his injuries did you start to think, gosh, I might have to become the breadwinner?
Well, it was sort of a gradual process. Like most military wives, I was a stay-at-home mom for a very long time. So right away, I started thinking, you know, how are we going to be able to support our family if his ability to earn an income is taken away? And it took about 2 years before I finally made the decision to go back to school. You know, once he got through his medical care and we knew that the Army was going to give him the opportunity to continue on active duty, I decided to go ahead and go back to school rather than immediately looking for a job.
What are you studying?
I am currently a financial forensics major.
Forensic accounting kind of thing, seeing if there's any wrongdoing behind the numbers?
That's right.
Strikes me as very difficult to go back to school, still having children and a husband who's learning to really navigate the world in a different way. Did you need some flexibility from your teachers to manage all of this?
Oh, absolutely. When I first went back to school, it was, you know, it's a huge time commitment to be able to study and be in the classroom and complete all of your assignments. So for quite a long time, I really focused on taking online courses, just so that I could have the flexibility that I needed to make sure that everything got done in a day.
If, and I suppose when your husband leaves the military, there would be some kind of compensation for the injuries that he received, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But that, you're not confident, is enough to sustain the family?
No, normally when you retire, you receive like a disability rating from the VA, and then that determines, you know, how much compensation you would receive. And I know that a single amputation is equivalent to a 60% disability. So, you know, we're not really sure the amount that he would get, but it definitely wouldn't be equivalent to, you know, what he makes right now.
Brooke, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And by the way, how long till you graduate?
I'll be done at the end of this year.
Brooke Klein is the wife of a disabled soldier and a student on full scholarship at Colorado Technical University.